It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
And I gotta ask, who got to pee? I got to pee!
I was gonna say, not me. Katie and I looked at each other like, you?
Really is Monday. We didn't figure this out.
I got to pee. I got to pee. Okay, so you're both out in the dating world. And it's probably not uncommon to drop a lot of money on dinner for the first date, right, Josh?
Yeah. I took her to McDonald's. It was so good.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. Oh. I'll get to it. But no, really, do you generally spend quite a bit of cash?
I mean, yeah. Life's expensive. Dates? Dating is expensive. And first dates, you always want to make that good impression. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Katie, have they dropped some cash on you?
I'm apparently going with the wrong guys because I'm like,
well,
really?
This is perfect
first
for you
date.
Then. This story right here, there's a new survey out. They asked 3,000 single men and women how they'd feel about a fast food date on the first date, Joshy boy.
That's funny.
54% of men say, yeah, I'm into it. And get this, almost 70% of women would be down to clown at a Mickey D's or Chick-fil-A,
yeah, Chick-fil-A
actually was the number one option.
Yeah.
100%.
So you guys would be, Josh, would you be okay taking a first date to a Chick-fil-A?
If she's down, yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Less money for me, and you just get to hang out and talk. And Chick-fil-A's good.
Waffle fries? Are you kidding
me?
Yeah. No, for real.
I don't even need to ask you, Katie.
But it's for me, it's not really the money or even the status. It is how quick can I get out of there if I don't like this.
Oh,
that's
hey,
where
fast
my mind
food.
Goes. Exactly. Go. So, like coffee, fast food, anything that's in and out, I'm there.
I like it.
So they broke this down to states, and Chick-fil-A did come in at number one. But in Colorado, we had a different number one, and it was Dairy Queen.
Oh, my gosh.
So DQ.
Yep. I was young. I was in high school. But I took a couple of girls that I ended up dating for a long time. Not at the same time, but a couple of girls to Dairy Queen, and back in it worked, man, it worked.
Hey. Show me your dilly bar.
Yeah, well, dip that cone. You know
cherry dip cone.
Star kiss all day.
So good.
I loved it.
I love Dairy Queen.
I didn't realize
Dairy Queen was so naughty.
I was so sad when they got rid of the cherry dip cone.
They
it
did.
Was terrible. They
you get the
back.
Chocolate cone dipped in cherry. Yeah. Is it back?
I don't know about the chocolate one. They got rid of it, and I think
candy now.
Yeah. So many people like were up in arms about it.
Another hack about the dipped cones: get them in a bowl, and then you get so much more of that shell stuff because they just pour it on top. No longer are they dipping it; they just pour that stuff on top, and then
I don't know if Katie knew this. My parents owned a Dairy Queen franchise at one point.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you knew that.
I
think so.
Cool.
Josh never listens to me.
Cool.
Well, anyway, it's new to somebody. Yeah, they owned a Dairy Queen franchise at one point. And we would go in like after hours and make our own little concoctions and stuff.
Oh, I'd be so fat.
And
that would be like 1,000 pounds
the
of
cherry
my parents.
Dip stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Butterscotch all
day. I dipped my fist in it, actually, into that batter. Yeah, and I just,
People are eating that after Jeremy. There you go.
No, I didn't. I was just joking.
Oh, I
we were very clean.
I was like,
clean.
I would have done that.
That is so. I did not know that, Jared. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's super cool.
It's something.
It's a little humble brag.
It was something.
Were you? Were you a chunky kid?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering. I mean, that's
were
hard.
You a little fluffy? Little fluffy.
God, when was this? This was quite a few years ago. I was out of like college and everything. So.
Oh, okay.
All right. Cool. That's a cool little side gig to have.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Josh, you have the minus today.
I do, and this is okay. This is a minus for a very specific fandom, but I thought it was so funny and it's topical. So we here on the station play Shaboozy and the song, and I made the little parody
song,
the bar song. Yeah, I made the little parody song a couple weeks ago as well. And so topical and funny, but on Thursday, the Thanksgiving NFL games were being played. The Chicago Bears were part of that. And the funny thing about it was they were having a horrific first half of football.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't stay on the field. The offense was not doing well at all. And then during halftime, Shaboozy comes on and plays his music. That whole set, it's a very quick set, but the whole set lasted about 6 minutes and 30 seconds. That was longer than the Chicago Bears offense was out on the field. So
they're really bad.
People noticed this and they're like, Shaboozy's performance lasted longer than the entire Bears offensive possessions during the entire first half of football.
That's damn funny.
Which is so funny. And on top of that, you guys, the Bears offense barely could get anything going. They had nothing going on. They were so stagnant. They had 5 total yards of offense. Shibuzi, fans are crazy. They found out that he walked a total of 7 yards. So Shibuzi also had more yards of offense than the Chicago Bears did during the first half of football as well.
You know,
so
this is funny.
It's funny for
this
me.
This is some sports I can get on board with.
And it's a minus for all the Chicago Bears fans, and I can laugh at that.
Well, it's funny because my wife has all of her family out in Iowa, and that's the closest team.
Bears,
they're like huge Bears fans, so totally. I got to message them. I didn't know any about
you
got
to tell them that their team is horrific.
Shibuzi's better than your team.
Yes, he totally is.
And I have a Bears fan friend as well, and it's funny because like they were playing Detroit, right?
Yeah.
That was a game against Detroit, and they almost came back. That,
second
that
half was
final,
much better for them.
That final score was like, so what does that say about the Lions also? You know, everyone thinks this is Detroit's year. I think not.
I think they started eating the turkey at halftime, and they were like, oh, boy, I can't. They got the meat sweats in the second half.
I'm officially lost now.
Yeah.
Officially lost.
Do you not have Thanksgiving football on?
I know.
We had the dog show on. But, yeah, there was some football
on. That is not the same thing.
I didn't really watch it, no.
That's
crazy. I was introduced to Peach Crown Royal this year for Thanksgiving.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
That's what Jeremy was doing.
Peach Crown Royal and put a little splash of that in some Sprite.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching anything.
You were watching anything.
Saw 3 TVs. He was like, whoa.
Remember, so I was rooting for the pug. Yeah. I was like, let's get the pug on here.
Pug loaf of bread. Pug loaf of bread.
Dog show and peach whiskey.
That's so. Good, man. The peach is good stuff. Yeah.
Well, speaking of interesting,
yeah,
I have the interesting. And did you notice the last couple weeks you may have seen in the night sky a pinkish glow from the western part of the city? Have you seen it?
No.
I mean,
no,
it's kind of crazy looking.
Making this up?
No. Oh. But people were like, is it aliens? Is it the Northern Lights? Like,
too much peach.
Exactly. Is everybody getting in on that peach whiskey? Who knows? No, it was the Denver Broncos.
What?
Yeah, more sports. Yay. But here's the thing. So,
I'm here for
have
it.
You heard about the Broncos putting a lot of effort into their field, into the turf, making sure that it is up to speed, up to standards?
Didn't we just get new grass?
Yeah. We did get new grass, and they're trying to keep up on it. So, what they did is they took these LED grow lights. This is something we see in like the marijuana industry,
wonder if that
right?
Would be taller.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they have these grow lights, and actually across the pond, they have been doing this at soccer stadiums. So it's a relatively new thing, but the Broncos are one of the first franchises over here in the United States to start using it.
You know what?
It is pink from the sky. Like I can show you pictures.
It is. Yeah.
It looks like the Northern Lights, and people were like, "What is happening?" So the Broncos had to issue a statement.
Those are our lights.
Yeah, they're like during this time of year, it's common to experience extreme weather, so they're trying to stay on top of it. But we may see it, especially since the Broncos are doing all right now. Could there be a postseason birth?
Did
we
a bunch
know.
Of dudes like in vans back up to the stadium and pull out all their potweed plants and lay them out?
We're just gonna park here real quick.
No big deal.
Here.
There's the Leaf logo
epic
on the
light.
Side of it.
Yeah. Epic lightage here, bro.
But there, you may see it even as we're going into the postseason.
Huh,
so if you see some pink lights coming from Empower Field. That's what's happening.
That's
They're
hilarious.
Growing grass. The
that
Broncos are
out.
Growing grass.
I would think so.
That's funny. I wonder if he talked to our boss, because our boss owns a football team across the pond. He owns Arsenal, and they do that. They put the, you know, make the grass grow. So I wonder if they talked to him and were like, hey, how do you make your grass green all year round?
Pink LEDs, bro.
Pink LEDs.
Yeah. I wonder if you have to wear like protective eyewear while you're down there with all
space
that on.
Suits?
I would think so, you know, because you're just getting like hit with all that.
Maybe.
Huh. All right. Well, thanks for that, Katie.
You're
that's it. That is interesting. Yeah.
That's it, you guys. That's PMI with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.